This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2909. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Where am I? Super Don. You got the radar on. Where did I go?
You're back. You've gone from one side of the factory to the other in the same day.
Today.
Yeah.
And I show up for work. What kind of crazy is that?
I got to ask you, though.
Go ahead.
Did what happened in Vegas stay in Vegas?
I think my body is still in Vegas. I don't know. It's just my voice tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show, guys and girls. Don't ask me any questions. I might not be able to answer with any degree of clarity.
We had a great time in Las Vegas, though.
Yeah. We had a great time in Vegas. Absolutely. Look, JD, if you missed Sunday's broadcast, Jerry Doyle was with me live and in person. So those of you who think that we're the same person, we're not. We hung out together at the Naturally Organic Healing Center with our good friend Nick Brannigan. Dr. Michelle Johnson joined us, as well as others from the event there that we did afterwards. It was great. My buddy Paul showed up with his wife, and we had a great time hydrating and modulating the people there of Las Vegas.
Did you see the Elvis impersonator?
No, I missed the Elvis. I didn't go to the Strip. I did not go to the Strip this time. Next time in December.
You're going back in just a few weeks, right?
Yes, I'm going back for the middle of December for the A4M conference. So we may do, in fact, a part two of my talk at the Naturally Organic Healing Center. And I tell you what, the Go Raw Cafe, Rod, the owner, what a great guy. I've been going to that place for years, and I probably have met him over the years, but this time I really got to connect with him. And he was terrific, absolutely great. The passion and the wonderful food that he was delivering to me. I'm functional semi because of that food, not because of any other reason, because I shouldn't be awake right now. But I ate great food thanks to Rod. So shout out, Go Raw Cafe, Las Vegas, east side, west side, wherever you are, get it, go, and good. The other thing we found, which was interesting, was an organic Indian restaurant.
Wow.
Do you like Indian food? Have you ever had Indian food?
I think I may have. I haven't had enough of it to really form an opinion.
I think you form an opinion with one bite, can't you? No?
No. Well, so long ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I know there's no Indian restaurants in Oregon.
They're a little hard. Well, it just depends on where you go. But in this neck of the woods, no. You'll probably have a better chance of finding a cheeseburger or some fried chicken.
Right. Not organic, of course.
No, not so much.
Speaking of organic, California may be attacking organic farmers. We'll get to that in a little while. It is Monday, so that means it's advanced medicine time. Dr. Rasha Batar scheduled to join us next hour. If you'd like to call and be part of whatever kind of program we're doing tonight, this afternoon on the Pacific Coast time. I don't know what time zone I am on.
Is it questionable at this point?
It is, and you can questionable me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I'm just trying to think of all the things that happened there. I mean, it was great hooking up with JD there, and you see the Indian restaurant. ACAM, we got loads of interviews from ACAM we're going to be airing hopefully this week. We've got to plug them into the sequence for everybody. But the American College for Advancement in Medicine, ACAM.org. If you need to find a good doctor, you know, if you can't see Dr. Batar or others that we talk about, then try ACAM.org, okay? Now, let's start the program with the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Mm-hmm. I call it the Kangaroo Unconstitutional Vaccine Court. There's a story here the AP picked up, and I am just shocked, I say. I'm stunned. The AP is called Impact. The vaccine court keeps claimants waiting. Now, this is a pretty decent article about how dysfunctional the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the court, is to determine, hey, will we compensate you when you or your children have been harmed or even killed by a vaccination? And I'm thinking, you know, the only places that you've ever seen this written, you know, is like the National Vaccine Injury I can't think of. See, this is where I'm already going to lose it. NVIC.
Right.
Yes, thank you. National Vaccine Information Center. Right. And, of course, at Natural News. And, of course, we've covered these stories over the years. But outside of that, you don't see much discussion of it in media.
No.
And here you've got the AP picking up
Associated
on this and saying...
Press.
Right?
I mean,
the premise was simple,
that's
they
major.
Say.
That is major. We're talking, you don't get much more mainstream than the AP.
No, that is Associated Propaganda.
Right.
Quickly and generously, they were supposed to pay for medical care in the rare cases, as they quote, rare cases, when a shot to prevent a sickness such as flu or measles instead is the likely cause of serious health complications. But the AP now is saying they read hundreds of decisions, conducted more than 100 interviews, and analyzed the database of more than 14,500 cases filed in a special in that vaccine court. And they haven't, I mean, it was stunning that they took the time to do this, which is shocking. So before I go into the depth of the story, which I barely had a chance to read coming back from Vegas here, the fact that they've covered it is stunning. But what is it? Super Don. Help me out here. Are you sure this is real? I mean, as I'm reading this, I'm going, the AP actually covered a story, and they're recognizing that most of these people going through the court are either not getting compensated or they're just waiting months and months and months to years and years and years to finally get a decision, maybe get a decision in their favor.
Yeah. I mean, when you go through the findings of the investigation that they did here, I mean, yes, once you get past the shock, as you say, of the fact that this is something that's being picked up by the AP, again, what I'm reading here, and I just posted this on the social media, when you go and you read this, you have to keep looking up to see, is this No More Fake News? Is this naturalnews.com? No, this is right on Yahoo News. And so, yeah, they did this investigation, and the things that they point out here, I mean, this is some damning findings that they've got here. One of the very first things they say here, private attorneys have been paid tens of millions of taxpayer dollars even as they clog the court with more cases than they can handle, some of which the court rejected as totally inadequate. I mean, that right there is just like, okay, so we got millions of taxpayer dollars being poured into this thing in this court that's just, as you know, a lot of people describe it as a kangaroo court. I mean, you know, things are just bouncing out, or they're just getting stuck.
The irony is that you have initially, when this NVICP started in the 1980s, it was because vaccine manufacturers threatened to pull out of the United States. Why? Because they said they were getting sued for too many injuries, too many problems with their vaccines. Now, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people would say, well, if you can't produce a safe product, what are we going to do?
Right.
But that's not what happened. You have a government of the corporation, by the corporation, and for the corporation, it is a corporation, decides to protect those multinational corporations to produce these vaccines that were harming and killing people.
That's right.
They said it was unsafe. It was not possible to make them safe. They basically said that by saying, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to set up a special court system So nobody can sue you, Big Pharma. And if indeed there is a judgment against you, it's on us. Who is that? Us, U.S., the U.S. taxpayer. We'll add a tax onto every vaccine that you make. You won't have to pay for it, Big Pharma. The people will. And then we'll dole that money out if they can battle long enough to convince us to let some of that money go. And reports say now that it's close to $3 billion that have been paid out since 1986. And that doesn't include the many who were rejected for a number of reasons that had nothing to do with whether they had a legitimate injury or a compensation claim. And now the reason they said, well, we don't want the courts clogged up with this because the vaccine makers won't make it. Now the government court is clogged up to such a degree that it is dysfunctional. Now, I would say it's dysfunctional to begin with because it limited or eliminated liability for a whole industry. You know, what would be your incentive to make a safer product if it didn't matter whether your product maimed and killed people? Other than you're a nice person and you don't want to hurt somebody, which doesn't even appear to be the case in Big Pharma because they're hurting people all of the time and they haven't changed their ways at all. This is absolutely stunning that they're covering this. That's all I got to say. You got to read this.
It is. And one thing here, I mean, it's amazing that the AP was allowed to come out with this information because one of the findings they have here, they say the lawmakers designed the vaccine court to favor payouts, but the government fights legitimate claims and fails its obligation to publicize the court because they're worried that if they did, it would cause the public to react by skipping shots. I mean, the AP actually out and says this.
Sure. Well, they admit that the reason that they cover this stuff up is not because it isn't real, but they're afraid that you won't take your medicine, right?
Right.
And what if that medicine is so dangerous it could kill you or your children? Well, we've already proven that it is. There is no legitimate mechanism by which you can say a vaccine really defends you from disease. You can't poison a person back to health, and even the artificial stimulation of an antibody is not sufficient to protect you from any given disease. And if it is not, they will not admit it. They will just rename the disease that you get, even though it's the same damned one. Please, don't get your damned shot. It's not yours to get. Stop this insanity. Thanks for the AP for picking that up. That was pretty cool. Check it out. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mississippi, the infant vaccination, they get more shots than anywhere else. What's happening with those kids? We'll tell you when we come back, as well as California pesticides on organic farms. Really? Stick around. If I'm here, you're here.
Live around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printer accounting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, I'm awake. I'm back. Personal break is over. Come on, join me in here. Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Live on Genesis Communications Network, our syndicator and natural news radio. Coming back cross country, and you can hear it in my voice. He's so slow. What is, where is his, my mind is like it's going to sludge. I just need some rest, that's all. We'll get through it.
What is it that we get from King Bio for dealing with jet lag?
Well, there is a jet lag formula, and you know what? Thank you, Super Don. On the next break, I'll have to take some. I forgot.
There you go.
The jet lag formula. Well, I'll run and get that in a moment. But right now, it's sit-down radio. Normally, it's stand-up radio. It's sit-down radio tonight. And the, you know, I don't like it when, like, northern elitists diss on southerners. You know I don't. But this story is going to bring out my northern elitists. Yeah, this story is going to bring out my northern elitists' roots. Okay. Right? You know, born in New York, raised in the South mostly. Mississippi, not something to be proud of here, Mississippi. This is bad news. Now, it's going to be portrayed in the mainstream media as wonderful news. Mississippi is the most highly vaccinated state in the nation. It has the highest compliance with childhood vaccination rates. Nobody comes even close, I don't believe. 99.7%. I think that's right. 99.7%. I mean, it's all. If you can get closer to 100%, just try. But, dude, 99.7% of the kids are vaccinated. Hooray for Mississippi, right? Well, guess what else they're number one in? Infant mortality.
Wah, 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 wah. Yes.
Yeah. The highest rate of vaccine compliance among babies is the highest rate of those babies dying. Infant mortality, that's what that means. And if you're in Mississippi, yeah, man, if you're not taking pitchforks to the state seat of government, where they make it so difficult, I don't even think you have religious exemption in Mississippi. Do you consider yourself a Christian state? And you don't even allow your people to claim religious exemption from being experimented on horrifically by the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism? Now I've got to say, in this case, Mississippi is at bass ackwards in the way they're going about this. This is horrible.
Nice.
I'm sorry. But vaccinosis complex, again, King Bio, right? Detox. Vaccines are not, they are not the way to prevent disease. Sanitation, hygiene, nutrition, detoxification, basic concepts, the law of the terrain, not the dunderheaded germ theory. Speaking of the law of the terrain, California, the crunchy granola sweet-eating capital of planet Earth, perhaps, is also a bit discombobulated, as this story shows. There's a plan in California that may force organic farmers to use pesticides on their crops.
Hmm. Go California. Yeah.
Right? What the heck? Well, we're running out of water, so let's just use pesticides. Is that what they're thinking?
No. This has to do with those little things that climb on the plants and eat them called pests.
Right.
Therefore, pesticide, I guess. Yeah. Basically, what it's doing is if the rules get written in the way that they think they may, the state can choose or say that the crops need to be sprayed with pesticides, regardless of whether it's organic or not, if there's a particular pest that they mm-hmm. deem as being dangerous to crops everywhere. So if they say this
yeah,
is
you know
problem, we got to spray your crops with pesticide, whether you're organic or not.
You know what this sounds like, Superdome? This sounds eerily like, wait a second. I know you guys and gals out there who want religious or other exemptions from vaccines, but this is Ebola, right?
Right.
Are you kidding? This is Ebola. You don't get to say no to this. Do you see how the germ theory plays itself out in agriculture in the same way it plays itself out in vaccinology? The idea is, oh, this pest is really bad. This is worse. This is way worse than any. No, this time you're going to have to roll up your sleeve. Organic farmers, you want to stay organic? No, you can't stay organic. And what do they say? I mean, what are the damages?
They say it will have no impact because they say, you know what? If we spray our chemicals on your food, it's okay. You can just sell your food to conventional grocery stores and not lose any money at all.
Yeah. It's okay, Governor Jerry Brown. You can sell your soul to the devil.
We'll spray some pesticide on that thing, right?
Yeah. You're not organic. Hey, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. While I'm still here, I'm going to take some jet lag remedy on this break. I didn't sleep much, but we had a good time out in Las Vegas. We've got Fort Lauderdale coming up, Pompano Beach this coming weekend, major event the 23rd. We'll tell you about that as well. Questions of the day coming up, Ebola updates, robertscottbell.com. Give us a call if you dare, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-922-9064. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-922-9064. That's 1-800-922-9064. Call 1-800-922-9064.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Right, hopefully I'll get a second win by the time Dr. Batar shows up, but I did take some homeopathic medicine. Feel a little better. Right. We'll see if my mind keys into what we're doing here tonight. You know,
see, now
as,
that
what?
there's a great example of where Super Don got to play the healer. See,
dude, you're awesome. I mean, you could be the Ebola nurse.
See, I was just, see, it's an investment. See, all these years that you've told me all these things and stuff like that, you needed something, and I just popped into my head. So there you go.
Well,
a return
on
your investment.
I can't. You know, I got home. The home studio, and I barely could hug and kiss the wife and kids, and then they're off to some soccer thing, and I'm just trying to put my studio back together. Thank God my wife made a wonderful, like, I don't know if it was a soup or a stew, it was like a really thick something or other, that helped. But I didn't get to, you know, think and sit and go, wait, what should I really, I really need some remedies for jet lag at this moment, because I've just been going and going and going and going and going. And it takes Super Don, my radio wife, to help me out.
Wow. Okay.
What? What was that?
Yeah, get the dress out now, I guess.
Yeah. No lipstick on it. Okay. Listen, we got questions of the day coming up. I'm really sort of not interested in this topic. I know you want to talk about, or I want to say you want to talk, but, you know, it's in the news, and it's worthwhile saying it.
The Ebola,
The Ebola thing, because the Ebola surgeon that died was sent to Nebraska to be saved. He was given ZMAP and the secret sauce, and he still died. I mean, isn't it time that as a nation of people, that you say enough with the government prohibiting the use of natural remedies, of alternative options and treatments, where you get the only alternative you're allowed is not approved, ZMAP and plasma, and it didn't work?
Right.
And so that's all we have. We're not going to let you go anywhere else.
Sometimes things just don't work. I mean, you know, you've got underlying causes, you got complications and things, and that's, I think, what we've seen in the cases of a lot of these deaths. Mm-hmm. Whether we're talking about Ebola or we're talking about the flu or we're talking about, you know, whatever, you know, there's, you know, things that aren't being done, things that have, you know, that aren't being done right or not in time or whatever. So it really, what's the story here? The story is that if you remember last week, we mentioned the fact that we had gotten down to finally zero cases of Ebola in the United States.
Right.
And then they get this guy and they fly him to Nebraska. So it was like, okay, here we go. We got another case of Ebola. Maybe we can try and stir up some fear in here, like that. And then the guy dies. So we're back down to zero cases of Ebola. It's unfortunate that the guy died. You know, other than that, there are some other Ebola stories here that we could cover. The one that I think we do need to make mention of, is this Casey Hickox, the lady who was the nurse that was, you know, say, well, I'm not going to do the, you know, the whatever it's called.
She was the elitist quarantine nurse that wanted to go out riding her bike and screw y'all. If I have it, you're tough on you.
So she fought it. She made this big thing in the, you know, made herself this, the, you know, the talk of the town. She was the person everybody was talking about. And now she's complaining about the fact that everybody is calling her the Ebola nurse. She's actually came out and made a statement. She says, please stop calling me the Ebola nurse. Now.
Well, guess what, lady?
Why don't you not sit there and make yourself the center of attention, want everybody to focus on you, because you're not going to be, you know, the person who's going to have her rights and civil liberties violated, you know, and then complain about the fact that everybody's looking at you. This lady's a kook.
She's
an absolute kook, and I suppose we're doing a disservice by even talking about her right now, because that's probably what she wants. But
I thought she was part of a psychological operation, because she had visited the White House. She had really close ties to CDC.
She's just psycho.
Okay, psycho nurse. Can we call her that? The psycho nurse.
Psycho nurse. Yes.
Yeah, all right. See if she likes that. Right? Ebola.
Okay. All right. We can get off of Ebola now if you want.
We can? Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we've covered it enough to remind you that go back to listen to the archives of the show here on GCN, on nationalnewsradio.com, on Stitcher, on iTunes, podcasts around the world, UK Health Radio, Epic Times with Jerry Doyle. A lot of places to listen. We want this information to get out there to bring the power to heal back where it belongs. And with that, I think it's time for me to take a break.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, maybe not break time, but it's time to answer your questions. You can call in or you can write in. And we've got a few people that have written in. In fact, this one's a follow-up. Do you remember, was it last week we answered a question from a guy named Darm C?
I believe it was, beginning of last week, yes.
Yeah, and I just didn't, you know, the name was so unusual for America, I thought maybe he was from India. And he writes back this week. He says, hello, Robert. Thanks for answering my questions on November 3rd. I love the way you answered my question. What, how did I answer his question? Did I try to do an Indian accent and fail miserably? I think I did.
No, he's giving you a compliment. You did a great job of answering the question.
Okay, he said, your guess is correct. I am from India. When I mentioned that I went broke, I wasn't real clear on one part of his thing, but he says, I really meant that I physically went broke. But I even don't understand that, Super Don. If he says he physically went broke, was he broke like money or broke like his body broke?
I think he's, yeah, it's kind of a rhetorical thing. Yeah. You know, I guess if you're broke physically, that almost would mean you're like dead or something.
I know, but I just came from Las Vegas where people are broke. But there are a lot of people spending money. You know, yes. At the Go Raw Cafe, after my lecture there, there were a couple of, can I say this on the air, young hotties. Is that okay to say that?
Are you serious? Of course you can say young hotties on the air.
All right, they were two beautiful
women. This isn't 1940.
Okay, I just want to be sure, right? And they were obviously friends, whatever, and one of them left. The other one sat down to have a meal at Go Raw, and I was waiting. I was going to eat dinner. I sat down with her, and I'm so forward that way. But I started, chatting with her. I'm curious about people. And she was interesting. She's like, why are you eating here? She looks like she's young. She works in the, the clubs, the nightclubs,
mm-hmm.
Right? She serves like cocktails. Like when you go into one of these.
Cocktail waitress or a hostess,
right,
or something.
Yeah. When you go into one of these clubs in Las Vegas, they charge you like to have a table. And then you can buy a bottle. You have to buy bottles of liquor of some kind, like a whole bottle of vodka. It might cost you $40 in the store. It'll cost.
So they have a drink minimum.
I don't know, but they say you have to buy a bot by the bottle, bottle service or something.
Right.
And it's like $700 or $800 a bottle.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and she says she can make $1,000 a night in tips. Mm. I was like, wow. She said, yep. Well, I've been saving up in reverse of it. And, I own my own home. Do this, and I was having health problems. She said she was an alcoholic. She recovered. She mentioned Rod had helped her, the guy who owns Go Raw, and she was eating raw there every day. I thought that was really cool. And then I introduced her to my buddy Paul, who is there with his wife, his young, beautiful wife. And, that we were talking about the water as well. And I said, yeah, you might like this a lot as well, the hydrate, your chronic dehydration, the things you got to do in the clubs and everything. And she turned around, talked to Paul for 5 minutes, and bought an Echo water system for her home.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was totally cool. So don't judge a book by its cover. I mean, I'm drawn by energy. Certainly I'm drawn to beauty. I mean, I think a lot of people are. But there was an energy about it. There was something going on. She needed to know something. And then it turns around, she talked to Paul, and she got a water system, which would be great for her. So she looked 21. She was 31. That's a neat side story there as we're talking a little Vegas here. Now back to Dharmacy. He said that he was broke. He says he lives in Minnesota. By the grace of God, he says, I'm doing fine financially now. Still feeling very raw when it comes to intestines. Sometimes it feels like it will explode.
Hmm.
It was obviously a GI issue. I remember we were talking about. He says he's ordered the King Bio Remedies. He's ordered the silver, and he's now working with an aloe vera. He didn't order the stuff I would like him to order from Stockton Aloe One, but he's got some aloe, okay? And he got the silica, the Alta Silica. He bought some enzymes, probiotics. Now he wants to ask me about the One World Way. He says, my body does not like dairy at all. What should I do about my protein intake as it is important for healing? I'm hoping that I will come out of this. Thanks for your support, Dharmacy. Now, protein is important, but it's not overly emphasized in the West. I mean, from a basic standpoint of maintaining the nitrogen balance in the body, the average person might do just fine with 15 grams of protein a day. I know it's shockingly low in this high-protein diet kind of concepts. But what do you actually need versus what people really like or think they like to eat? So if you can't tolerate, I would still call One World Way, oneworldway.com. They're at 888-988-3325, is it? Or is I can't remember all the toll-free numbers in my head tonight, Super Don. I'm sorry. You scroll down in the show notes. Go to the show
Carry
notes.
On. I'll grab it real quick.
OneWorldWay.com. And just ask them. You can buy a little sample bag of it. So you can try it. No big deal. You're not out much money at all. And see if you do well on it. Because sometimes it is necessary to have that form for healing, for regeneration. Because other forms of protein don't have the same impact because there are other properties. But if you do like or feel like you need extra protein, I think hemp is a great source of vegetarian protein that you could look at. Hemp protein, okay? So that's another option for you. But get in through the Silver Aloe Protocol, Dharmacy, and I want to hear back from you on how you are doing. I want to hear back and see how you're doing. By the way, it was 888-988, no, 888-328-8840 for One World Way. 888-328-8840. Let's see. We got another question here. Hello. How would you recommend treating an eye sty? Do you have a sty on your eye, Superdon?
I sty with my little eye.
Yeah, I know. I've had styes when I was a kid. Put on hot compresses
kids
and
did.
Things.
I never have, but my kids have. Yeah.
Well, I wish I knew about silver hydrosol way back when. Dallas asks if he can put sovereign silver. I don't know if it's he or she. I forget. I'm sorry, Dallas. Can put sovereign silver in the eye. I do it all the time. I spray it on the plane. My wife has contacts. If my kids have problems, yeah, of course you can.
I don't think there's anywhere you can't put silver.
Not this silver. Yeah, you can put it anywhere. Huh? Even where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
And it'd be okay. It'd be something good. You know, with somebody to say, you should put that silver where the sun don't shine. You'd be like, thank you. Yeah, I will.
Oh, right? Okay, thanks. I feel much better now.
You can put that coffee. No, I won't go there. I shall.
Well, why not? You already went there with the silver.
Right? But I didn't want, for your purposes, to go there with the coffee.
I'm used to it by now.
I know. All right, so we got more questions. We'll see if we can get to them. Jesus in a skating rink, tree hugging. We got some. What is that? If I'm awake next segment, and I think I am, I'm sort of keying into this stuff a little bit now. We'll be back. Yeah, this will wake you up. Ready, set, go. We got a commercial break. Say thanks to our sponsors. Go to RobertScottBell.com and click on the banners.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I didn't even know he could skate. When he was, riding through the Galilee, didn't know it froze over. But here we go. The Philly Jesus. There's a Philly Jesus. Yes. A Philadelphia man famous for dressing in Christ garb was arrested for allegedly soliciting tips while ice skating. They arrested Jesus. Don't arrest Jesus.
You don't see that every day. Jesus getting arrested. First of all, just Jesus getting arrested, but an ice skating Jesus. Now, that's kind of cool.
What was wrong with him ice skating? I don't get this story.
Well, yeah, apparently I guess it's not okay to ask for tips. But it says here, Grant said, and Grant is the guy who got arrested. Okay. It says he created the Philly Jesus character after his religious beliefs helped him overcome substance abuse issues. He has past arrests for charges including simple assault, drug possession, and theft.
So he's got his life together. He's dressing as Jesus and going to the skate park. And how appropriate is this? It's called Love Park. I mean, that's even. Yeah. I think these officers were probably going to burn in hell.
I don't know.
You don't arrest Jesus in Love Park of all places. Love Park.
Nobody is allowed to panhandle at Love Park, even Jesus.
Right. No, they got a picture of arresting. This is just horrible.
Now this next story is kind of interesting because people, they weren't getting arrested, but they were getting a ticket. And this was back on Halloween in New Jersey. The police, they decided to dress up a police officer in a Donald Duck costume.
Okay.
And Donald Duck would then try and cross the street, and if the drivers did not stop in order to allow Donald Duck to cross the street, they got a $230 ticket.
Did they call it an e-ticket?
An e-ticket for
for a Disney ride.
Disney. Oh, I see.
You got to be old enough to remember those days.
I don't remember the e-ticket.
They give you an e-ticket. They used to issue tickets. They were like scripts you had when you go to Disney back in the 70s.
Here's their interesting thing. It was Halloween. And so people, I guess, were a bit confused that this Donald Duck was just somebody who was dressed up like Donald Duck. However, I still have to almost kind of side with the police on this one, even though it's a bit weird to dress up as Donald Duck to catch people in a speed trap. even if it's somebody trick-or-treating, you think you should still stop for him, even if he's dressed like a duck.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, with stories coming out like the WHO claiming bird flu is back, I mean, I don't blame people for not wanting to stop.
Oh, like maybe that's true. Maybe they were trying to...
I didn't want... It was contagious.
Trying to eliminate the bird flu. Okay.
You know, something like that.
Are you okay?
This is the greatest story right here. It's, of course, Florida. Florida stories. This guy was going to be arrested. He was drunk. He wasn't dressed like Jesus, but he was being environmentally friendly. When they were arresting him, I think he ran away and hugged a tree.
He did.
This is the environmental defense. Honest ossifer. I'm just over here hugging on a tree. I love the environment. Why don't arrest me?
Yes. Well, the 50-year-old 50-year-old Homer Stacy. His name is Homer Stacy. Apparently, he was a little intoxicated.
Right.
And some friends called to have a police officer come and try and get him under control. When the police showed up, Stacy yelled at one of the officers when he tried to arrest him, ran over to a nearby palm tree, wrapped his arms around it, and said, "You are not going to beep take me."
Okay. Yeah, it gets even worse. I see the story now. He says, "If you take these cuffs off me, I'm going to kill you." So, honestly, he may love on the tree, but he doesn't love on people.
They ended up tasering the guy because he would not let go of the tree.
Wow. That's interesting. But, yeah, so, boys and girls, unless you're Al Gore, don't hug a tree and think you're going to get, you know, not arrested for drunken and disorderly conduct. And thankfully, I didn't see too much of that going on in Las Vegas this past weekend.
Tree hugging? How many trees are in Las Vegas is the question.
Not many. Not many. Yeah. Most of them are made out of, I think, wood or rocks or something.
No. Trees made out of wood? No.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
No, I know. Yeah, I know. Trees? Those were the wood. Yeah. It was a novelty. People lined up to see them.
Where do we get wood from? Trees.
Exactly. Most of the others were made of plastic, of course. Hey, I'm awake. I made it through the first hour. Let's see if we get Dr. Batar in here for some advanced medicine. Talk more about these... not only is vaccine dangerous, but man, oh man, when you find out what's killing people in hospitals, half of the people are dying from this. Unbelievable. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can call. Yes, you can. Dr. Batar is coming in to remind you what I'm about to tell you. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.